hell to the fucking no. Do you know what I mean? Like, not enough people say that nowadays, but there's enough people imitating people of actual culture that, you know, what the hell is wrong with them, to be fair? I'm someone that imitates actual culture out of autism. I need to show people that I care because I don't understand how they care. Do you know what I mean? I've learned the ways to care because I think it's right. Often misunderstood about autism, to be honest. Like, I need muffled noises because, to be honest, everyone talks shit about people that have autism and alienates people that are disabled. So, you know, there's something wrong with the world, to be honest, and that is what I know. That is the extent of what I know. And, you know, if I've ever come off like I'm mental, like, it's because other people abuse me and I'm a victim. And that's okay, because you will realise that most people in life are victims, to be honest, of some deeper control and level of abuse that is horrific. Do you know what? They turn it in on themselves, or they turn it in on other people. And, you know, like, I don't want anyone to internalise the abuse that I've suffered, but it is like a cyclic thing. I think I've only just started breaking the chain of abuse. And, you know, I realised years and years ago, but my dad, not telling you years, but, you know, whatever, my dad hit my mum, and, you know, he can't face that, right? But, yeah, his dad was from a different time, you know? When things get too hard, that's what you do, right? To try and keep people around you because you've been horrifically affected by psychological and physical pain. But you know what? Like, I love that woman, and I'm someone that can treat women like they do just take the brunt of a lot of abuse in life, you know? Like, I never want to know that bastard again, but I've blocked it out for years. You only realise when people are direct with you and they realise that you can accept a level of things that you genuinely really should care about. Do you know what I mean? Family. Like, services can be there for you. And, like, when you don't have anyone, you feel like you've got no one. And when people in your home are trapped in a cycle of abuse, like, they do think that it's the right thing when it gets too hard to either send you away or, you know, I get scared that they're going to hurt me, to be honest. Because I've always been threatened with violence. Like, you know, in their generation, they may have been hit by people that are not dealing with things correctly because not enough people care for you in the world and they deal with it in the wrong way. I don't hate them for that. I never have, to be honest. Like, I'm not trying to be Jesus, but he does have a good message, to be honest. And I'm not trying to be religious because I don't really agree with all of it. But the thing is, like, people who feel that they've got no one and are trapped in a cycle of abuse just need people to humanize them. Rather than people being like, oh, well, since you've been abused, you're probably going to do that to other people. Definitely fucking not. So fuck you and fuck other people that think that, to be honest. That is what the fuck I think. Do you know what I mean? Like, after realising all this fucking shit, like, I think you make the people around you more vulnerable by trusting people in an atmosphere that is exactly like strangers treating strangers like, oh no, they may abuse me, you know, because you've faced abuse. But do you know what? Some people won't do that. But you can't just trust anyone, can you? So, you know, like, I use services where, you know, if you are like a genuine person that doesn't feel too frantic or manic or hysterical, like, they can see that you've got sanity and they will humanize you, to be fair. And that's what some people deserve. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, I think that's what religions always try to do for people, and they want to talk to you directly. Like Catholicism, that it keeps you in a box. Yeah, okay, my computer buffered, and so it probably cut something out, but whoa, technology's a cunt. Anyway, you know, you used to have somewhere to talk directly with people, not fucking in a little confessional booth, and then they say, well, that's all right. It's not fucking all right, to be honest. None of it's all right. None of it's all right. So you deal with that in the wrong way, but people need to tell themselves that they can overcome things like that, because people understand that, you need more soul than to regret living. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm someone that's tried to commit suicide. I'll be open about that because people are too scared of facing their feelings. I'm not scared anymore because I've fucking broken a chain of abuse that I started turning in on myself. I fucking went a bit berserk and started shouting in the streets at the top of my lungs because I'm a reasonable person, but no one fucking cares sometimes, right? Like, I quite like singing to deal with my problems, but high notes. Yeah, not anymore. Fucking put a break on that because I feel like I've finally gained some fucking manhood through being in a domestic fucking abusive situation. No one's ever taken my human rights too far, but Jesus fucking Christ. People want to understand life, right? And people just invite too much into them when they trust them. Do you know what I mean? Like, averagely, you can talk to women, and it's like, yeah, well, I feel this bad because, men just think they can force their cocks upon me when they don't even fucking deserve love. Beating people that you claim to love is exactly like that. You're raping their human rights. So that is despicable, and you are an ugly fucking person if you've ever invited that into your life. Do you know what I mean? Like, your masculine role model is clearly a piece of crap. And to be honest, mums can beat their kids too, but my mum's never beat me. My dad's never beat me. But I'm sure they were. I'm sure a lot of people I talk to have been beaten by their parents. I just think there's more severe problems for other people. I'd like to be someone that does care, to be fair. Do you know what I mean? Like, as I say, I'm not Jesus. I'm a human being, so I can only treat you in a humanizing manner. Do you know what I mean? People that claim to be something better than humans are possibly lying, to be honest, because corporations do that all the time. They think like they can just make like a little joke and rinse you of your life by going, "Hey, we care. Hey, you just want me to buy a product and you don't really care." Do you know what I mean? I don't necessarily want anyone to buy this. That's why it's not set out there for a price. Do you know what I mean? But I don't want anyone to treat my family business like I'm a stranger that you don't give a fuck about. I know I'm a stranger that you don't give a fuck about. But everyone's life means something to them. My parents' lives mean something to them. And so they think abuse is right, but it's not. I want to break the cycle of that and show them that I'm a good person. That's always what I've wanted to fucking do. And you know what? I don't want them to turn anything in on themselves. I don't think there's any problem with that because they're successful people that have invited love into their lives. They've got partners. They've either got dogs or partners or a little cat. And it's just like, Christ, man. Like, where's my little essence of love? I do get pissed off about that, to be honest. But you get that manic, you get angry, and I don't think there's, a reasonable way that people can love you when you're in that state. Do you know what I mean? Like, I felt manic, I was shouting in the street, so I voluntarily said, "I need to go to hospital." And they didn't listen to me, but every time I got too much to handle, they tranquilized me with Valium. So, do you know what I mean? Like, I don't need any of that shit, but people force a lot of shit on you. And starting like with a lot of fucking good, conscious, mature energy that I've earned myself away from that and bounced off enough love that they've been willing to discuss with me. Like, I've earned a soul. Do you know what I mean? People have soulless elements through abuse. And do you know what? I do have a soul. I need to prove to people that I care because I'm autistic. I don't know how they feel, but I know how I feel. And if I could express them to you directly, I think like a lot of people feel autistic because do you know what? You don't extend the hand of friendship these days. You text people, probably something very unfriendly. Didn't say anything more about that, but Jesus fucking Christ. Sometimes people that claim to be good are Jesus Christ fucking himself. because you're not showing me the right way. You're crucifying yourself, dickhead. Do you know what I mean? I don't mean to be so blasphemous, but people get the message completely wrong. I feel like I've always tried to pay attention to that message, not be too committed to people that are just trying to control you, and have heart for people in a genuine way. That's why people that volunteer at Samaritans probably care more than people in care services, because they deal with too many volatile people that probably turn it against them. Do you know what I mean? Like, they're just trying to do something that's right, but they get paid to do it, so they don't know how wrong it is. And on that note, you know, like, I've indulged in prostitution once, right? And yeah, it was run by a lady from a different country. I won't give any more information. Care about people from different countries. But yeah, it was run by a woman from a different country, you know, because she's probably suffered way more overseas. And you know what? Prostitution's a way that you can deal with stuff. But the more people take things from you and don't earn it and just pay a fee, that really is despicable, isn't it? Like, I think the fact that I've been desperate for love and people have emasculated me in my household, like, I just need to show people that I'm someone that you should care about. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you show people, then talk to people that do care enough, you know, and don't invite too much abuse into their lives and not trust people. You know, like, that's beautiful, to be honest. Like, I do think that, like, a couple, right, fucking was able to see me in the streets being manic and ask me if I'm okay. Do you know what I mean? Like, sometimes you ask people if they're okay and they turn things against you. Thank fucking Christ. Sorry to swear, Lord. I'm sure you'd have had a fuck before. But, you know, like, you're sensitive to prostitution. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just like, it's true, isn't it? Like, if you think it's any power to take power away from people, then you are wrong and you don't have enough power yourself. Like, I don't think a lot of people have enough power in their lives, and so eventually it gets too much for them and they end up in a mental home. And you know what? Being in a mental home, they just feed you Valium and shit like that, don't listen to you and have such doubt for you because you're vulnerable. You know what I mean? I've had heart for people that have been raped, and I won't say anything about people that, you know, identifies them, to be honest, because people know a victim and they try and make them feel worse. I've been a victim. My friend for years has not overcome his dad being abusive, which is why I relate to him. He's told me to kill myself. You know, you can't censor anything like that, but if you think that's too much, then fuck off. You know what I mean? Like, I think life is too much, and if you don't care enough to the point where you want me to die, then you really don't care about me. And technically, the amount of, like, isolation you feel from a domestic abuse, like, I could have died. I literally could have fucking died. So, you know, sometimes parents want what's best for you, but they haven't been raised right. You know, I want to show other people that have been raised right. But, yeah. Well, some of the stuff I've seen is horrific. And some of the stuff that my dad's done behind closed doors, I still feel like a witness of it. So, do you know what I mean? Like, if anyone ever wants me to take my psychological right of being an adult man legally within the world, then they're trying to domestically abuse me again. You know, they're trying to keep me within a vulnerable fucking cycle. Like, I've worked that out about how people act like an authority figure in a mental ward. They need people to actually remind them of the right way to be sometimes, because a lot of services just try and control you. Like, they need to control people and tranquilize them sometimes if they're going to turn it against anyone or themselves. And I really appreciate them for that. So you're not bad people, but, you know, just I wish you had a bit more soul than treating people with problems like they're aliens, because they're not and I'm not. And it's all coming together since I fucking realised I've been diagnosed with autism. I need to show people how I feel. So, it's all just a game I play. But it's not really. It's when I want to say I love you. Do you know what I mean? If I want to show you something, I can also say, like, out of defence of myself and what I believe in, if you hit me first, oh, my God. you need to kick the crap out of people. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I wish there was enough masculine energy for, you know. Do you know what? There's enough masculinity in my mum rather than my dad. I'm not going to lie. she's with a woman. And he's with a woman too. But do you know what? He's a homophobic fucking pussy. God, you know. Like, our family fucking loves pussy because my dad's so homophobic, but I think I might be gay sometimes. you know, I think I might be a homosexual, and I'm not fucking ashamed of that. I'm not fucking afraid of showing people that I'm fucking vulnerable because I'm not a victim. I want to show people that you can't be made out to be a victim. Do you know what I mean? I think that's the right fucking thing to do. And people in a church will just stay with the rigid ways that are already wrong with tradition, like beating your kids. I would never do that. And I want to be sure of that. So I live alone. I don't have any kids. I don't have any partners because I don't trust myself because of my shitty male fucking role model. Oh, my God. My God. Like, things can get that fucked up for you, and I shouldn't keep quiet anymore. Do you know what I mean? Like, oh, I'm concerned for you, as long as you don't give me up to the police. Screw you. And I don't need anyone else fighting my battles. The internet's a place where it's like, we've got to save them. Fuck off. Because people that do things behind a fucking phone screen, right, they don't actually understand you. Again, what I was saying about people that are there for you in services, you need to know yourself through genuine heart and soul. Otherwise, people think, yeah, well, you've got heart and soul, but you're not very mature, are you? Oh, people go through struggles like that. And to be honest, that's how the fuck I take it, because, like, I've always been patronized when I've been an abused and bullied child. You know, someone else that's gone through the same, they told me to kill myself, and they're fucking toxic. I just need to show the world that I'm not toxic, and I never want other people to feel like I did.